الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم صدق الله العظيم Most respected ulama-i kiram, brothers and elders. We may have already been quite enlightened with many of the happenings around the world. Whenever there are many major events, or any major event for that matter, and everybody sits up, takes note, or should be taking note of what's going on. But generally, the situation is that after having taken note, after having discussed what the issues are, after having analyzed it, and whatever other theories we may have in the process, after having discussed all that, then we go back to where we were and carry on like nothing happened. And especially if something has passed, then we also just pass with it. But everybody wants change to take place. We all want change in so many things. So the change that we are desiring for the better in our own lives, in our own communities, in the ummah at large, there are two aspects that are necessary for each of us, for every single ummati of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one aspect is related to ourselves, and the other aspect is related to others. The one aspect related to ourselves is that the change must start from us. We're looking for this change, we want this change to happen, we want to see the good replacing the bad. We want to see the ease replacing the difficulty. But the change starts from within us. And then side by side, there is no such thing as when a person now has fully corrected and rectified himself, made his own islah completely. Only at that point in time, he will now invite somebody else. Qiyamah will come away. And nobody will be able to stand up to say, I am now qualified for this. So this is not to wait for any such moment of time to come. That only the day when I have become accomplished in some way, then I can invite others. Side by side, our responsibility and duty is to also invite others towards Allah Ta'ala. Within our capacity, within our ability to help others to get closer to Allah Ta'ala, to come onto deen. So both these things go along side by side. But if we really want to see change, so often we want to see change everywhere else. We want to see change in the whole world. But we are not yet prepared to start making the change within ourselves. So we're waiting for everything else to change, then maybe we will change. So these programs that take place, while it is on the one hand to conscientize us and to bring us out of our slumber, make us conscious of what are the halat and the conditions in the ummah and what this demands from us, but at the same time it's meant to make us make a decision that we have to start changing. So now many a times if we talk about changing within ourselves and changing ourselves, maybe we might think, I don't know what I need to change. I think I'm fine. But if we really look deep down within ourselves, maybe, mashallah, if somebody's condition is that he's performing his 5 daily salah, alhamdulillah, he is performing nawafil as well, making tilawat of the Quran Sharif, he is making zikr daily, alhamdulillah. This is a tremendously great thing. But am I... Mu'amalat correct? What about my dealings, my monetary dealings? Is that in order? Is my muashara and social life in order? How do I live with people? How do I conduct myself within the four walls of my own home? With my neighbors, with people in general? Is that in order? What about my akhlaq? What kind of akhlaq do I have? Now this is a time to bring us out of the slumber that I am fine. No, we're not fine. The reality is every one of us, there's room for improvement. MashaAllah, many people, Allah Ta'ala's special bandas, they have reached high stages. They still feel they are far away from anywhere close to getting accomplished. And they are constantly making an effort on themselves to try and still improve further. We don't even come near the dust of their shoes. How can we ever think of ourselves as I am done, I am accomplished, I don't need to do anything further? So the change starts from us. In the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. The actual aspect of this ayat is that if a people are in a situation of goodness, happiness, peace, prosperity, they're enjoying the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala won't change that. Allah Ta'ala won't snatch that away until they change themselves, meaning for the worse. If they take a step back because now they became so complacent, everything's going so well, rather than make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, they started using Allah's ni'mat to disobey Allah Ta'ala. So now when they changed, فَأَعْرَضُوا, Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Sharif, there's no time to get into the details, Allah gives examples of previous people that everything was fine for them, but فَأَعْرَضُوا, then they turned their backs on Allah Ta'ala, they changed. When they change for the worse, the conditions change for the worse. So now the reverse will apply now. When we change for the better, then Allah Ta'ala out of His Qudrat will change the conditions for the better. But now that change starts from us. We have to change this weakness of iman within us, which as a result of which we get involved in whatnot. We have to change that weakness of iman to the strength of iman. That shak to yaqeen, that doubts that we entertain within ourselves, that lack of conviction, change that to yaqeen, to that strength of conviction. In the one dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Allah Ta'ala, this is teaching us, Allah bless me with all these things. One of the things, وَمِنَ الْيَقِينِ مَا تُهَوِّنُ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا مَصَائِبَ الدُّنْيَا. Allah bless me with such conviction, such yaqeen, that all the things and the happenings of dunya and the calamities and hardships, whatever, all this becomes very light. Why? Because of yaqeen. Now, there's only one angle of it. When yaqeen comes, then everything falls into place. So now to change this weakness of yaqeen to the strength of yaqeen, to change the life of ma'asiyat, of sin, Allah forbid, what not, to change that ma'asiyat to ta'at, change the life of indulgence in evil and sin towards the life of obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now there are so many things, external things, maybe with Allah's fazal, if we are safe from that, what about the internal sins? What did we make, what effort we made to correct our hearts, cleanse our hearts out of the internal problems? So from the ma'asiyat to change it to ta'at, from the poor akhlaq to change it to good akhlaq, from the corners that we cut in mu'amalat and dealings, as a result of which sometimes people's rights are being trampled when it comes to matters of whether it's daily business, whether it is inheritance, whether it is some other issues, and life just carries on like nothing happened. So change that, and to bring it to a life of amanat, trustworthiness, and fulfillment of people's rights, and not usurping anybody's things. So now to change all this for the better, to change in so many things. We can keep thinking within ourselves, there's so much of change we require. So now this change, this is when the change comes. Each one makes that determination, I need to change. As earlier, Maulana reminded us that mashallah, this program has brought us together. There were some wonderful messages that we were given. But the test will start tomorrow morning at the time of Fajr. Actually, it will start even tonight. Then how do we go to sleep? Are we ready to change the time that we spend in haram on that phone to rather go to bed in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala? The change is required. The time that is whiled away, screen time, which is all just lost in futility at the least. What is haram, Allah forbid. Now to change that, to make the time productive. Fine, we need some time to relax, some time to rest. Have that relaxation and rest time with our families. Even the families are complaining there's no time. Why? Because all the time is in the phone. So time to change. To change this entire system of life that we've gone into, where the phone has taken our life over. So now this change is required. We want to see the change in the whole world. It starts off with us. Yes, side by side, we will invite everyone towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala within our capacity, to the best of our ability, in whichever suitable and possible way, in the good way, but not forgetting ourselves. And the determination must start from us. I need to change. If each person decides, I'm going to change one thing in myself, one thing for a start. Everything doesn't happen overnight, but I'm going to change one thing. For a start, if each person says, I'm going to change this phone time, the screen time, I'm going to make it maybe just maximum 1 hour in the day, he'll start wondering, what am I going to do with the other 4 hours? Because that's the amount of time that's gone. Now, that 4 hours, subhanAllah, he gives part of that time to his family, he'll still have so much of time to use in such a productive way. We've heard about so many, maybe personalities in this discussion, Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayhi. What do we know about him? How much we know about him? Where did we have the time to read about him? To acquaint ourselves about what was the accomplishments of this great personality and what legacy he left behind. But our time is gone in reading about Allah knows best who and what not. So time has come to change that. Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayhi, subhanallah. But how much we even know about the Sahaba? And how much we even know about the seerat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So now the time has come to change all this. So when these situations come up, it is to now become alert. Once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in her home, so she reports and says he woke up in the middle of the night. And he said, Subhanallah, Mada unzila min al fitan. وَمَاذَا أُنزِلَ مِنَ الْخَزَاءِ فُتِحَ مِنَ الْخَزَاءِ Subhanallah, what fitnas descended tonight? Meaning these things which become the means of azab. So that fitnas that draw down azab, those azabs are now hovering. Meaning if people are being warned now, don't get involved in things that draw down azab. وَمَاذَا فُتِحَ مِنَ الْخَزَاءِ And what treasures Allah has opened out. It's now up to each person what he wants to take. He wants to get involved in the fitna, or he wants to draw from the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. But now there was this fitna also that became apparent to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's in the middle of the night. Ayqizu sawahib al-hujurat. And one rewrite, man yuqizu sawahib al-hujurat. Who's going to go and wake up the azwaj mutahharat? Wake them up for what? Middle of the night. Fitnas have come. Obviously those fitnas were to appear in time. Long in time. But the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw the signs of it. He says, no, wake them up. They also must turn to Allah Ta'ala and beg His help. That the ilaj and the remedy of fitna and trials and tribulations and difficulties and calamities and all the things that we complain about, the ilaj and the remedy of that is ruju' ilallah, turning to Allah Ta'ala. Many a times we analyze all the situations and deep analysis of what is going on and all our theory in the process, etc. Person finished off all that and then didn't wake up for Fajr namaz because he was discussing till so late in the night about what's happening throughout the world. Person finished discussing all the problems and hardships and then he's involved in haram on his phone. So what change we made? Now that time has come to change. Just to, time is limited, mashallah, we have been sitting from Maghrib time. So in case anybody has been wondering now that how many rakats my stomach must read before this is going to be finishing off. So inshallah, it's almost now 20th rakat already has come. So the issue at hand is that when these things came up, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam alerted everybody, Ruju ilallah, turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. To finish off on one incident of Fuzail bin Iyaz rahimahullah. So Fuzail bin Iyaz, he also didn't just was born in that condition that we heard about him. No, we heard about that part of his life where he became this great wali of Allah ta'ala. But his earlier life was something else. He was a person involved in robbing people and all kinds of other things of that nature. And he's mentioned about the incident that turned his life around. The incident that turned his life around, one narration explains that he was in love with some person, haram, involved in haram upon haram upon haram. And he was now late in the night, trying to make his way to get to this, to meet in that haram manner. Or he was trying to break into some place, two different explanations. And at that time he overheard some sound. He heard some sound. So he paid attention. And it was somebody reciting Quran Sharif at that time of the night. Allah Ta'ala's nizam and system that when the time has come for somebody's hidayat, Allah Ta'ala makes the means for it. Now there's sometimes some good in a person's life, some good deed that he did at some point in time that becomes accepted and that becomes the catalyst. Allah Ta'ala is not in need of anything, but this is the nizam and system that often happens. Never ever regard any opportunity of good as trivial. Allah knows that might become the turning point. That may become accepted and that might become the means of hidayat. So any case now he paid attention and somebody was reciting Quran Sharif. And the ayat the person was reciting at that time was, Alam ya'ni lil-ladhina amanu an takhsha'a qulubuhum li-dhikrillah. وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Has the time not come for the believers? The time, we're talking about time. And time for what? Time to change. Now this was knocking on his heart at that time also. Time to change. Has the time not come for the people of Iman talking to us? Allah has blessed us, alhamdulillah, with this ni'mat of Iman. We are being spoken to. People who have this wealth of Iman in their hearts, each one of us and every mu'min till qiyamah. Alam ya'ni lil-ladhina amanu an takhsha'a qulubuhum li-dhikrillah. Has that time not come for the people of Iman that their hearts should become humble for the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that they hear the name of Allah ta'ala and their hearts must become subservient, their hearts now must become obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Submit to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Has that time not come? وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. And that truth and that hidayat that Allah has revealed, has the time not come to submit to it? Now this knocked on his heart. So he didn't say, okay now, Ramzan is not far away. We'll see now, Ramzan will change it. Oh, Jummah is coming. On the spot, he responded. In that moment, he responded, Bala ya Rabbi qad an. Why not my Rabb, the time has come. Now he didn't procrastinate. He didn't leave it for some other time, we'll see now. When that knocked on the heart, he responded. And then it got further consolidated in the way that he now took a U-turn. This is the wrong direction I'm going in. Now when it knocked on the heart, he took a U-turn. Now, how often we get these knocks on the heart with the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala. MashaAllah, in this time that we have been here in the masjid from the time of Maghrib, how many times something might have knocked on our heart that I need to relook into my life. Where am I heading? What am I doing? Which direction I'm taking? But now the question is, it knocked on our heart so many times. But now what is our response? His response on the spot was, Bala ya Rabbi qad an. Indeed, my Rabb, the time has come. And because now the time has come, I can't take one more step in the same direction. He took a U-turn. But now it was late at night, so he stopped somewhere to just pass the night. But now there were some people camping in the darkness also. And now in the darkness, he can hear them as it's getting closer to the morning. He can hear them saying, somebody is saying to the other, come, let's move now. We have to move on. We have to travel. So others are saying, no, just hold on. It's still dark. And Fuzail bin Iyaz might be still prowling around. He'll then rob us. Now this was one further knock. Subhanallah. The servants of Allah Ta'ala are in this fear of my doings. How can I carry on like this? So now he turns to Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, I've turned my life away from this. And my tawbah now is that I'm going to dedicate myself to you. And he went and dedicated himself in Makkah Mukarramah in the Haram Sharif. Now the lesson in this is, when it knocks on the heart, don't leave it for another time. Inshallah, it would have knocked on our heart that I'm going to delete all the haram from my phone. You don't leave it for another time. Don't leave it for tomorrow. I'm going to delete all the haram contacts. Do it now, tonight. Allah give us tawfiq before we even reach home. It might have knocked on the heart that this screen time can't carry on like this. This addiction can't continue. I need to break this. So now I'm going to seek help. Because if a person is stuck in quicksand, then he'll need help. So I'm going to seek help. I'm going to ask somebody. The Imam Sahab, ask somebody, please, how do I come out of this? I'm stuck in this. Likewise, all the other things, my salah, 5 times daily salah, it might have knocked on the heart. No, I need to now make sure I'm in the masjid 5 times a day. Salah with jama'ah. So now this is the time to make all those decisions. These programs are not just for the sake of informing us something, but for the sake of making us make decisions in our life and making a change. It starts off with us. Each one of us makes a decision. I need to make a change. Start off with one thing, something, think about it now in the house of Allah Ta'ala. Before I even leave this masjid, I'm going to make tawbah from that wrong, from that particular sin. That is already a change, a very big change. And all the sins, all the wrongs, that is already a major change. Allah Ta'ala gives glad tidings to the believers in the ayat of the Quran Sharif that were recited in the salah. Start at-ta'ibun, al-abidun. Step one, at-ta'ibun. Those who make sincere tawbah and turn to Allah Ta'ala. And those who then devote themselves to the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And all the various other aspects that are mentioned in the ayat. So Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq also. Bless us all with the tawfiq. That we make this decision of change. Change for the better. Change to come out of ghaflat and heedlessness. And come towards the zikr and the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And the peak of the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala and the essence of it is the obedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Externally, internally, within ourselves, all the evil traits, to cleanse it out of our hearts and lives, and to bring our lives according to the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For this is all the efforts of deen that are taking place. We started off with changing that weakness of iman to the strength of iman. Go out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Spend time in the masajid, in the programs that take place. Be part of the ta'lim, not just as a routine, not just to tick a box, but to make a change. The niyat to make a change to get closer to Allah Ta'ala. And likewise, we be in the company of the ulama kiram, the mashayikh, learn from them, benefit from their company, shun all the environments of evil and vice. And inshallah, we start making a change, we'll already see the effect of it in our immediate environments. We'll see the effect of it in our homes. We'll see the effect of it in our communities. And then as this grows and this message passes on, inshallah, we'll see the effect passing on further and far away. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keep us all steadfast on deen and iman. Allah ta'ala bless us with his muhabbat. Allah ta'ala bless us with that ability to change to that way of life which Allah is pleased with. Allah ta'ala make us among his true servants. Keep us with iman. Take us with perfect iman. And raise us on the day of Qiyamah with perfect iman. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. For a few minutes, 5 minutes or so, we'll make some zikr and then some dua inshallah. one of the things to change is that the days that go by without any zikr of Allah Ta'ala, to change that and bring some zikr into our lives daily. And the bare minimum, at least 100 times istighfar daily, 100 times durood sharif on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third kalima, or at least subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Allah give tawfiq, then even one tasbih of la ilaha illallah, one tasbih of Allah. This is all what will fill our hearts with nur, will bring life into our hearts, and this will incline our hearts to righteousness, will disincline it from all the evil. So this is a very important part of our day. We should make some time, dedicate some time daily to the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala in a very dedicated manner, no distraction, just our heart focused towards Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq. Recite Durood Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا الله الله جل جلاله عم نواله الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluhu wa lakash shukru kulluhu. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluhu wa lakash shukru kulluhu. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluhu wa lakash shukru kulluhu. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همّا إلا فرجتها ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين إله العالمين يا الله most merciful, most gracious, most kind, most loving Allah يا الله forgive us يا الله يا الله forgive us يا الله يا الله forgive all our major and minor sins يا الله إله العالمين يا الله يا الله make us like the day we were born يا الله إله العالمين يا الله يا الله grant us the tawfiq of staying steadfast on this tawbah يا الله يا الله we're making tawbah from all the evils يا الله all the vices يا الله what we did so blatantly يا الله so shamelessly يا الله إله العالمين يا الله forgive us يا الله يا الله we're making tawbah today يا الله يا الله we are making a firm commitment not to go back to all these sins يا الله Ya Allah, we're going to delete all the haram on our phones, Ya Allah. All the haram contacts we're going to delete, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're going to stay far away from all the avenues of zina, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, from the gambling dens, Ya Allah. From all the places of vice, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're going to make an effort to adopt taqwa in our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with taqwa, Ya Allah. Bless us with taqwa, Ya Allah. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha. Wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha. Anta waliyuha wa maulaha. Ya Allah, you purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Purify our hearts of all the evil traits, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your mahabbat, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the love of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilahul Alameen, fill our hearts with the love of deen, Ya Allah. With the love of the amal of deen, Ya Allah. With the love of the efforts of deen, Ya Allah. Allah, accept us and our progenies till qiyamah for the khidmat of deen, Ya Allah. With ikhlas, with afiyat, with qabooliyat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, save us from the ways of the Yahud and Nasr.
Nasara, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from the ways of the Yahud and Nasara, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, throughout the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you help every Muslim, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the believers, Ya Allah. Protect each one's Iman and Amal, Ya Allah. Protect each one's life, wealth and honor, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless the Muslim lands with good rulers, Ya Allah. With people of taqwa, Ya Allah. With people who fear you, Ya Allah. With people who have amanat in their lives, Ya Allah. With people who guide your servant towards you, Ya Allah. With people who, Ya Allah, who exercise adl and justice, Ya Allah. Who bring alive deen in their lands, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give hidayah to one and all, Ya Allah. Those who are in the ruling seats, Ya Allah. Give them hidayah, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Use them for the change of the good, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, if hidayah is not decreed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you replace them with people of, Ya Allah, of Iman, Ya Allah, of Taqwa, Ya Allah, of all the beautiful qualities, Ya Allah, of people who will bring deen alive, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you enable us to make the change for the better in our lives, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're making this firm commitment tonight, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want to change, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want to make this change, Ya Allah. For how long are we going to remain distanced from you, Ya Allah? For how long are we going to be disobedient to you, Ya Allah? For how long are we going to eat your rizq, Ya Allah, and disobey and trample your deen, Ya Allah? Ilahul Alameen, for how long are we going to be so disloyal, Ya Allah? For how long are we going to be so disobedient, Ya Allah? Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, we're going to make the change to become loyal to you, Ya Allah, to become your loyal slaves and servants, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, Allah, make us your loyal servants, Ya Allah. Make us your obedient servants, Ya Allah. Make us those who have the passion of deen in our hearts, Ya Allah. Make us those who want to be, Ya Allah, on the path of deen, Ya Allah, and have a passion to serve deen, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, accept us for the khidmat of deen, Ya Allah. Accept our lives, Ya Allah. Accept our wealth, Ya Allah. Accept our time, Ya Allah. Accept all our energies, Ya Allah. Accept everything that you have blessed us with, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, you guide us to all that which pleases you, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, keep us and the entire ummah steadfast on deen, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, shower your maghfirat on the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ghfir li ummati Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma arham ummata Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma aslih wahdi ummata Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma farrijil kurab an ummati Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ahdina wahdi bina waj'alna سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين غير ضالين ولا مضلين Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, all those who are sick, give them shifa kamila, ajila, mustamirra, daima. Ya Allah, remove every taste of their ailments, Ya Allah. All those in any kind of difficulty and hardship, remove it with afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant barakat in each one's risk, Ya Allah. Save us from every drop and grain of haram and doubtful things, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, make every home a place of sukoon and afiyat, Ya Allah. A place of itminan, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of spouses, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of parents and children, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of families, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the path of haq, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, all that we have asked for, Ya Allah, out of your grace and mercy, grant it to us, Ya Allah. What we should have been asking for, Ya Allah, out of your grace and mercy, grant us that as well, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu bika min sharri musta'adhaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anta al-musta'an wa alayka al بلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.